I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore, said the psalmist in Psalm 86:12. Let's think on praising God today from our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned. On
Jordan's Sony. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings to all of you, and thank you for being with us today for this very special broadcast of the International Gospel Hour, as we are going to think about praising God and reasons therein. We also appreciate the kind words of our Jay Webb, whom you'll hear throughout our broadcast, as he'll give you information on study materials and a free study online that will be available. We'll tell you more about at the end of our broadcast. Let's begin with the wonderful reading from Psalm 86. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great, and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. O, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Wow, what an awesome, awesome passage. And you know, I like to think of verse 12 as a hub or a key to that psalm. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Today, friends, we're going to think about this wonderful psalm and study some reasons to praise God. But first, we want to let you know that the International Gospel Hour is under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ. Our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. And you can contact us at info@internationalgospelhour.com or call us toll-free at 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. And now, here is our Jay Webb with a free gift for you.
We at International Gospel Hour are honored to offer The Gospel Gleaner, a free publication. For over 30 years, The Gospel Gleaner has presented sound biblical studies, published quarterly 4 times a year. Again, subscriptions are always free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for either the mail or email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard it from the International Gospel Hour. Now, let's continue our studies.
Dear friends, a couple of thoughts as we begin our study of Psalm 86. First, we're going to the end of the psalm to bring forth our discussion. In my study of this beautiful psalm, we see the teaching that is brought forth with a strong summary toward the end. Well, beginning at the end, I want to bring forth points that will bring us back to the beginning. It's a study approach that I hope you will find profitable, and I hope it's not confusing. Also, the English word translated Lord is a correct translation of the Hebrew word Adonai. Now, Adonai is not a name, it is a title. It is used 7 times in this psalm, verses 3 through 5, 8 and 9, verses 12 and 15. Adonai is used in Scripture in reference to God or Lord as a term that means subordination. However, the psalmist also uses it not only in subordination, but praises the Lord and willingly submits to His power as we should. In other words, when we are subordinate to the Lord and we are His subordinates, His power makes us better. Reasons to praise God. Number 1, we praise Him because of His great mercy. Verse 13, "For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol." When we look in verse 1, "to bow down his ear, I'm poor and needy," does that not remind you of Matthew 5 and verse 3, "A blessed of the one who is poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God"? One who is empty, one who is rock bottom and humble, that have come to the point only God can help and supply. I think of the humility of the publican in the parable of the publican and the Pharisee in Luke 18, 9 through 14, who simply did not raise his eyes to heaven, but hid himself on the breast in mourning and hurt and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The humility of the publican. And then when I look at verses 2 through 7 and I see, "Save your servant, be merciful to me, for I, O Lord, I cry to you all day long." I see the servant mentioned again, lifting up my soul, the one who is abundant in mercy, attending to my supplications, and we call upon him, for he will answer. I think of verse 16 that says, "O turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your maidservant." Dear friends, the psalmist pleads for mercy, and he's praising the Lord for his mercy upon us. And this brings to mind Titus 3, 4 through 7. "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." How is that done? Well, Titus says through the washing of Paul to Titus, through the washing of regeneration or the rebirth. A regeneration meaning a new birth. The word in the original language, a palin, again, or Genesis birth, to be born again, the bath of the new birth. That bath would refer to baptism, would it not? That would parallel perfectly of what they were commanded to do on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 and verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." And in Acts, or rather Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, wherein you were raised with him through the faith and the working of God, who raised him from the dead," Colossians 2:12. It's through his mercy we are able to be reborn or born again. We also note we praise him because of his great majesty. We go back to verse 14. "O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them." But in verses 8 and 9, there are no gods like the Lord, Adonai, the one to whom we are to be submissive. And how, because of that, all nations that he made shall come and worship before him. Power over the proud, those relying on themselves. Well, you know, before honor is humility, Proverbs 15:33. Power over the gods, whereas there are none. We note this from 1 Thessalonians 1, 8 through 10 and 1 Corinthians 12, 2. Power over the nations over whom God is still in control, Daniel 4:17 and Psalm 33 and verse 12. Dear friends, let's think on these things. His great mercy, His great majesty. This is our Father's world, friends. Third, we praise Him because of His might. We go back again to verse 15, "But You, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth." Verse 10 acknowledges the wondrous things that God does alone, and how verse 11, we are to be taught His way and walk in His truth and unite our hearts to fear Him. His might is taught. We learn and we grow as ones who are compassionate and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in mercy and truth. Well, when you take verses 13, 14, and 15 that supplement what all we have read, we praise Him because of His mercy, His majesty, and His might. We conclude with verse 17. There are signs there that are mighty and good, friends. His signs of His mercy, majesty, and might. It's just a few reasons to praise God, to accept Him. Have we got you to thinking about your relationship with God? Dear friends, study those things further. God has provided His word that we can understand, and scriptures that we can search to see those things are so, Acts 17, 10 and 11. Here is our J. Webb with our special online study.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
Dear friends, let's think about praising God. Now, we can walk all along life's path and praise God and thankful for God. But did you notice the reasons we praise Him is because of His mercy, which we are to accept in obedience to His will. His majesty, of which we submit ourselves, remember, Adonai, Lord. And His great might that we are to learn that will strengthen us. Let's think on these things, friends, and we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today for the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.